The Trump administration has been targeting the gang MS-13 for several months. This summer, we reported on a related operation that rounded up immigrant teens in New York. Now, they are being let out. Sarah Gonzalez of member station WNYC reports.
Police and immigration agents were convinced a 16-year-old from Long Island was a member of the MS-13 gang, which has ties to Central America. Here's why. The teen had been spotted at school, in a car, and walking home with MS-13 gang members. And police said he scribbled the numbers 503 in a school notebook. It's the international calling code for El Salvador, which is where he's from. But police consider it a gang symbol. The teen was never accused of a crime, but he was arrested and sent to an immigration detention facility in Virginia, then California, then New York. That's him speaking from inside detention with me and his lawyer. He begged his lawyer, Brian Johnson, to help him get out. His lawyer said he was trying. The ACLU also stepped in, filing a lawsuit against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and the Office of Refugee Resettlement. That's the agency that oversees young people who cross a U.S. border without a parent. Dozens of minors who were resettled on Long Island have been arrested for alleged gang membership. And they can be detained without being accused of a crime because they don't have full legal status. But ACLU lawyer William Freeman says the evidence was flimsy or non-existent.
Arrests were based on nothing more than a third-hand report from an unidentified local police officer that a child was wearing a certain article of clothing or was seen with certain people.
In immigration court, judges repeatedly stated that they weren't convinced the teens were gang members, but the judges didn't have the authority to release them from detention until now. A federal judge in Northern California recently ruled that immigration judges must release teens who don't pose a danger.
They can't just arrest someone, ship them across the country, and lock them up based on nothing more than suspicion.
So far, judges have released more than a dozen immigrant teens.
I have 17 years old.
The teen from Long Island was the first to get out. NPR agreed not to use his name because his case for a green card is still pending. He learned English in detention by reading children's books.
I read the book Kenny and the Little Kicker.
The teen was held for 5 months on insufficient evidence that a judge called many layers of hearsay. The teen now says he wants to prove that he's not in a gang and that he can be a model citizen.
Yo sí puedo ser alguien importante en este país.
That you can be an important person in this country?
Mm-hmm.
But the police commissioner in Suffolk County, Timothy Sini, remains convinced the teen and others who were detained are MS-13 members.
We stand by every single detention that we collaborated with ICE on.
Speaking to News 12 Long Island, Sini said he makes no apology for his strategy to crack down on the gang that claimed 17 lives in the county over 18 months.
And this decision from a judge, a federal judge in California, changes nothing.
His police officers are still conducting surveillance on suspected gang members on the street and in public schools and providing that information to immigration authorities. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in New York.